Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we are talking about a guy that we think is probably the biggest steal in MLB free agency. Of course, there's Ohtani. We've already talked about Blake Snell. There's a lot of big names, but this is a guy that's coming from Japan, and he could be one of the biggest signings for potentially the Padres, any team. He should be the top of almost every team's list. We've kind of seen guys come over from Japan. We just saw Kodai Senga come over from Japan, and now we have Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He's better than Kodai Senga. He has better numbers in Japan. He has better stuff. And Kodai Senga, as a rookie, was a top three candidate for Cy Young. That's how good this guy is. He's coming over. He's 5 years younger than Senga. So I think this guy should be the Padres' top candidate to go and sign. I think if you're going to shell out money, going after a 25-year-old one or two starter, probably a one starter that has absolute loads of potential is the best thing the Padres can do. I would also argue for anyone that's listening to this that's not a Padres fan that just saw Yamamoto being talked about, he should probably be at the top of your list too. It should probably be at the top of almost every single team's list unless you're going for an Ohtani or someone like that. Or if you're the Phillies and you just signed Aaron Nola, so you're kind of out of the mix on the pitcher's market. But outside of that, this is a guy that can help every single team and can be an absolute stud at the next level. So I kind of am hyping up a little bit. Isaac, do you want to just get into who he is as a player, his pitch mix, stuff like that?
Yeah, he's one of the best pitchers in MPB history. If you want kind of a more in-depth scouting report, I found a scouting report on him on sportsinfosolutions.com. His pitch mix mainly consists of three pitches, and that would be a fastball, a curve, and a splitter. The curve and splitter being two of his best pitches. Fastball tops out 98, 99 miles per hour, consistently around 95 miles per hour. But that curveball has a 60% ground ball rate. The splitter has like a 70% ground ball rate. So you're getting a ground ball pitcher who, I mean, hey, in a pinch can get you a double play at any time. And I love double plays personally because that's usually like a 9-pitch inning. So yeah, that's someone that you could definitely see that I want to see in a Padres uniform. In his last start in the MPB, he threw like 130 pitches. And his 130th pitch was 98 miles per hour. So the velocity went nowhere. The stamina on this guy is insane. And keep in mind, his frame's not that big. He's 5'10", 176. So he's not a big guy. Do we care? No, not if he's able to throw 200 innings with more strikeouts than innings pitched and some of the best stuff, hopefully, in baseball. He does have two other pitches, and that's a slider and a cutter. Cutter being by far his worst pitch, so unless it improves, I don't really see him throwing it at the MLB level. When I say worst pitch, it has over a 300 average against, so that's something that I don't really see him throwing very much in the MLB, but we all know that you pretty much only need a 3-pitch mix. If you can add another pitch, hey, that'd be great, but realistically, we're looking at a pitcher that is probably worth $20 to $25 million a year, and this is the one pitcher that I'm willing to say, hey, we can let Blake Snell walk. Like, it's fine if we can get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is 25 years old. That's the thing, man, is that pitchers this good and this young never hit the market. It almost never happens, ever. So when this type of thing does happen, you want your team to be able to pounce and capitalize on it, knowing that, hey, contracts are only going to get more expensive. If this is as good as it gets for the price that he's going to be, let's go get him. Because he's that good. He really is that good, man. He has like a 1.5 ERA in his career in the MPB. Like I said, one of the best MPB pitchers ever. Three-time whatever. I forgot what the Cy Young Award is considered over there, but it's called over there. But he won it three times in a row. Three-time Triple Crown winner. Like, this guy was easily the best pitcher in baseball in the MPB. And, you know, me and Matt were talking about it earlier and saying, hey, you know, we know Roki Sasaki's going to be on the market here soon. Maybe we should just wait for him. But are the Padres in a position to wait? No. They only have two good starters right now. Just two good starters right now. Just Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove. They need to fill out the rest of their rotation. And this is a guy that he's probably going to be your number one if he ends up pitching the way he did in the MPB. There, you got your top three starting pitchers. You got your playoff rotation if you make it. Easy, said and done. I don't know what the Padres are going to do to free up money in order to go get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, but this guy's got to be at the top of our priority list. And You know, if anyone wants back Blake Snell, completely understand. I want back Blake Snell if we're not able to get back Yamamoto. But we got to understand that Blake Snell might not pitch like that again. Yamamoto has tons more upside. He's younger. He's got great pitches. And the thing that's going to be different between Yamamoto and Snell is that Snell, other than this past year, he was fantastic. He pitched 6-plus innings quite a few times. But there's also quite a few times where he only goes 5 or he only goes 4 because his pitch count gets really high because, A, he can't find the zone, or, B, the guys just hit a lot of foul balls on him. Whatever it is, right? Yamamoto throws a strike almost 70% of the time. He would have landed 5th in the MLB if he was in the MLB with his strike rate. And that's not something that changes between leagues, right? It's just he has great control. That's not going to change from league to league. One of the best pitchers at throwing strikes, one of the best pitchers at getting ground balls. This guy has it all, man. I think he's a perfect fit. I think he's a perfect fit for the Padres, and I want him. I want him so bad, and I can't emphasize enough how great I think he would be in a Padres uniform.
Yeah, I mean, you look at just the whole situation, and like to kind of go on, like, just if there's questions, right? Okay, this guy's coming from a different league, coming from the Japanese league. You know, how do those guys translate? Well, we literally just had Kodai Senga come in and do it. Also, we're talking $20 to $25 million a year, which you might be thinking, hey, that's a lot more than guys have got in the past. Well, that's because they're translating immediately. Like, the guys that have came over from that league, and also, like, it depends. Like, when we talk about, like, when Ha-Sung Kim came over and other Korean players came over, there's usually a gap where they have to kind of get up to speed, right? Especially hitting-wise. But the Japanese league, they don't have that pitching-wise. Like, there isn't that, like, oh, like, it takes a little while. They're usually just, all right, this guy's ready to go. Like, he's up to speed. He's going to play. His stuff's going to play. So I don't think there's that many question marks there. Now, contract-wise, Kodai Senga got a 5-year, $75 million deal. Yamamoto's going to get more than that. He could get, and I think this is another interesting part, he's only 25. So some people are thinking, like, hey, he's going to get, like, an 8-year contract. If I'm him, why don't I go and take 4 years, 100 mil, and then hit the market again at 29? Because that's when most pitchers hit the market. That's where Blake Snell's at. That's where Noel's at. Like all of the guys that are usually hitting the market, that's when they're hitting the market. That's why Isaac brought it up, but this is extremely rare. You have a guy that usually is, like, has just came into the league, like, 2 years before. That's who you're signing right now. And I think one thing that I've noticed is a lot of times when you sign pitchers in free agency, you extend them, whatever that is, a lot of times you're paying for their past production. That's why developing pitchers is such a big deal, because you get them when they're young. And as we know, guys' stuff nowadays is just absolutely insane. So they usually run into shoulder problems, arm problems, elbow problems, right? And they usually kind of start to fall off. Like, we see that with literally every single pitcher. That's how it ends almost every single time. Even like guys like Max Scherzer now, who are pitching, and Justin Verlander, like, they're starting to get dead arm. They're starting to have some issues that pop up, and they're like some of the craziest Iron Man we've seen. But for Yamamoto, like, you're getting a dude that would be like in his, like, second year in the MLB. Yeah, you're paying him a lot of money, but that's because you know he's going to do it. You're not, like, trying to develop him and turn him into that. If the Padres or any team are able to bring this dude in, he can be your frontline starter. If you develop a couple pitchers with him, you're going to have a core of starting pitchers that is going to be young, that is most likely going to have, like, it's just going to have a less chance to get hurt. And you're going to have a ridiculous, like, starting rotation if you can develop a couple guys with him, because he's young too. Usually you look at MLB rotations, you have a mixture, right? You got a couple guys that are young and they're kind of getting into their own, and you have a couple vets. Now the Padres do, but you develop a couple guys in a couple years, and, like, Darvish isn't, like, a main part of the rotation anymore. You might have, like, one vet in Joe Musgrove, and, like, Yamamoto, like, yeah, he's technically a vet, but he's, like, 27. That's different, dude. That is a totally different kind of style. So I think that's what makes him such a just an amazing opportunity for any team to go after. So I think if he gets a deal like 4 years, 100 mil, 6 years, 150, I don't think that's that crazy. I think he's probably going to get a little bit less too. Like, I think he's going to be more closer to like 20 to 22, but like even signing him for that, I think it's worth it. So I think he's the most intriguing player this offseason for the entire league. I think, like, if I'm looking at it, like, obviously Ohtani's going to get the biggest traction. For us Padre fans, Blake Snell is going to be the most guy talked about. But Yamamoto deserves it, man. He deserves the hype, and I think he's a super intriguing piece.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up how pitchers from the MPB translate to the MLB. Well, we literally have one that did it. Yu Darvish, and he's arguably, I don't know if anyone else wants to say, but I would say he's probably a Hall of Fame talent, one of the best pitchers in baseball, one of the best pitchers to do it. Absolutely a fantastic player, and that's someone that I definitely see Yamamoto kind of being in the mold of, right? I mean, Yu Darvish has stood the test of time. He's been getting hurt, but it's not like it's, except for this past season, it's almost never been shoulder issues. I think he's had like a Tommy John or so, but I mean, he's been fantastic for the Padres, I think, other than this past year. That's somebody that I could see being, he was the forefront of a rotation for years and years and years with the Rangers, and then he went to the Dodgers and he had a good year. Yeah, he got roughed up in the last game, but went to the Cubs, had a good year, had a few good years, and then came to the Padres and he's had good years. So that's someone that I think would be great for Yamamoto to be around. And just like you, Darvish, I could see Yamamoto being the lead for a rotation for years to come. Hopefully that's ours. You can have Yamamoto, you can have Dylan Lesko, Joe Musgrove, multiple guys that you can fill out a rotation with. And that's something that the Padres kind of have had difficulty with throughout the years, right? Getting a good young rotation that they can have for at least 3-4 years, because it seems like each year, these past few years, it's, Dinelson Lamet is hurt, need to fill that spot. Chris Paddock wasn't that good the year before, need to fill that spot. Just lost Zach Davies, need to fill that spot. Or the year last year, lost Clevenger, lost Nye, lost a few guys, had to fill out those spots. And you know, that's not something that you want to have to worry about going into each and every season. Yes, you're always going to need pitching, but you don't want to need 3-4 starters like we do this year. So I think getting someone young and hopefully preventing that for a few years would be great. And I think this is the guy that's going to be worth it. He stood the test of time. He's young. He's pitched almost, if not more than 200 innings each year that he's been in professional baseball in over there in Japan. So this is a guy that I think is a lock for being one of the best pitchers, top 10, 20 pitchers in baseball. I feel like I'm just kind of tossing that around towards him and throwing high expectations at him. But with the success of pitchers from that league and the success of someone that's on our team and seeing that he's actually been better than those guys, I don't see why not. I don't see why this guy can't be the spearhead, the forefront of the Padres rotation until 2028.
I'm there with you. And I think one thing that, like, you could, you know, you're bringing these high expectations. I think, of course, unfortunately, this is sports, but the one thing that can always derail that is injuries. And for him, you brought up the small frame. He's like 5'10", 170 something pounds. He's small. He hasn't been hurt. He's pitched over 160 innings a lot in his career. So, like, his previous history tells you, hey, like, he can pitch. He's durable. You talked about his stamina going 98, 130 pitches into a game. That's just absolutely ridiculous. But that is something where he is small, and that can be a concern. I think that would be the biggest concern if you're signing this guy to a long-term massive contract. That'd probably be the only concern, to be honest. Like, that's really it. But at the end of the day, man, a dude that throws 98 to 99, you know, pitches 160 plus innings, has a like 1.7 ERA in the Japanese league, and has a pitch mix that has a curveball and a splitter that is just insanely able to induce ground balls. That also just sounds fun, dude. A curveball splitter, 99 mile an hour fastball combo. That's pretty sick. So I think just from watching him, Isaac, you also brought this up before we were talking about, I don't think you said it, but he also attacks up and down. He doesn't really like try to hit this, like he doesn't really attack horizontally. He's throwing high fastballs and he's having stuff that drops off the plate. That is super fun to watch. And that is extremely effective. And we see that all the time in the MLB. So I'm all for it. I hope that everyone listening is all for it, whether you're a Padre fan or not. And whoever signs Yamamoto is going to get an absolute stud. So I'm pumped for him, dude. I think that, like, obviously, like, Ohtani watch is always going to be a thing, but Yamamoto is honestly a close second, because Ohtani's not going to be pitching, at least not next year. He might not pitch. Like, I don't know. We'll see. But, like, Ohtani's situation is kind of weird. It sucks that he got hurt, but Yamamoto could end up being a guy that ends up producing a lot of war, more war for the rest of his career, even than Ohtani, if you think about it, because Ohtani's only hitting and DHing, like, he's limited there, even though how great he is. So, you know, he's got some question marks, but Yamamoto, I'm pumped, man. So I'm really excited for where he goes and stuff, but I think everyone's got to be on watch for where he's going, who he's meeting with, everything like that. So I'm looking forward to it, but let us know your thoughts on him. And yeah, let us know. Let us know if there's anyone else that you want to talk about free agents wise. But thank you guys for listening. And we'll be talking some more Padres baseball later this week.